Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody ready?
It's May 17, 2019, and I call the study session of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education to order. It is now 8:31 a.m. Dr. Mitchell, will you please do roll call?
Sure. Carrie Chen?
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Angelina Pride?
Present.
David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
All board members are present.
Are there any changes or items to be pulled from the agenda?
None from staff.
May I have a motion to adopt the agenda of the board study session of Friday, May 17, 2019?
I adopt.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All in attendance will be led to the pledge in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by board member Lynn Ebenkamp.
Please stand.
Thank you, Lynn. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments on closed session items?
None on the top of here, so I don't believe it's a closed session item, but it...
Okay. Please note the public is welcome to provide comment to the board. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. The Brown Act open meeting regulations under which the board must operate do not allow board members to comment on non-agenda items or information you may bring up that are not in the agenda. Additionally, no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a comment. Roy Humphreys.
Okay, good morning, and thank you for all the good things you do, and then we have to be thankful today, and we'll give Mr. Malcolm the opportunity to thank me once again, because he can recall the evening when he called me as I was leaving Downey after filing for the board position there. He said, Roy, is it true that you filed? And I said, yeah, just finished. And this was next to the last day, and guess what? The very next day, David Malcolm files, and therefore... That's why you all can have the blessing of Mr. Malcolm here today. And then I got to thank Mr. Malcolm for winning, for God's sake, because, you know, I would not fare well in this environment of moral, ethical corruption. And also, lately on the buzz, you can't believe it. And it's good for you guys, too, because the numbers on the buzz for going to my YouTube channel, and especially on the Oswald situation, has gotten over 400 hits on that situation. So, hey, things are happening there. And the other thing we got, another blessing, is that Natalie Moreno, who should not be allowed in this district, let alone be on the Bond Oversight Committee, has been outed. And I got to thank you people for coming clear on that, not trying to hide that one. And Denise Jackman, oh, my God, she's been outed, too. And she's been invited many times to come forth with the Harry Peterson saga, which this administration here is doing everything in their power to hide. Also, guess what? At the DA, that's District Attorney's Office, we have Rancho Unified. The DA is looking into them, as well as District Attorney's looking into Montebello. And also, I'm following up today with our situation here in Roland Unified, that the DA's office, you know, that thing is not going to go away anytime soon. And the thing is, people, you had the golden opportunity. It's all you had to do is do the right thing. And as a video recording of your sessions, none of this would have ever been exposed. And remember, the only way that we can move forward is if we're honest about our past. Thank you.
We will recess to closed session now. It is 8:35 a.m.
Okay.
Good afternoon. We have returned to open session at 2:27 p.m. There is no closed session report this afternoon. Due to time, we will not be moving to our discussion action items on the agenda. Therefore, may I have a motion and a second to adjourn the study session of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned at 2:27 p.m.